I think my most memorable experience is that I was trained to be an MC back to the secondary school days, because I joined the English public speaking group, and I was a very shy girl, and I didn't have much confidence to speak very publicly. And my teacher gave me, you know, much assistance, and I've got some problem to pronounce some English words like official, pencil, because I say such words like official, very, you know, strange accents and very strange pronunciation, and then she asked me to repeat those lines in the scripts, and then she asked me to like take a deep breath before I say something to the mic and to students publicly. And moreover, she trains my intonation, because my first language is Cantonese, and Cantonese is quite flat, and then I don't really get the intonation in English, but she tried to train me, and then she encouraged me to watch some English programs like news and some dramas. Yes.
Now, as one of your hobbies, you listed reading.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And that's one of our questions. So, do you have a memorable English language reading experience? Pat, you have a few.
Yeah. I read a lot during my, the journey to school, because I live in Hong Kong Island, and it's very far away from Hong Kong Island, and so I read some fiction for like an hour when I come to school, and the previous reader is the Golden Age Elizabeth. Yeah, I think I can really, you know, immerse myself into another era, into a romantic historical era, which is very different from the reality I'm facing now. You know, Hong Kong is kind of a conifer jungle and filled with so heavy workload, and then I can learn the English words and some historical event from this very authentic reader. Yes.
And when you read, what format do you like? Do you like a printed version or electronic version?
Oh, printed version. Yeah, because my eyes easily get dry. I just keep using my laptop, and it got dry. And I think for the printed version, especially for those paperback one, the paper is a bit brownish one, and I have the sense of, you know, like going back to the ancient time, and I like the smell, I like the texture of it. Yeah.
Do you have any favorite authors?
I can't say favorites, but preferable Jane Austen, because I like Pride and Prejudice a lot. I think she can portray how a female determination for true love, because in that era, the biggest concern for women is just to get married right away, no matter you love the man or not. But Jane Austen tried to portray how women can, choose, and how they persist on their thoughts of love. Yeah.